So if you go back to the previous page and subtract 71,000, then our expenditures are really only 130. So that will be updated in next month's financial reports also. Back on the one that's six, one more thing I would like to point out at the bottom of the second section, the title for Perkins Funds. The last few months I've been showing you this, it said that our balance was $10,062. And it, on the reports that we get monthly or daily, it's a daily validity report, it shows that it expires on that date, 11/1/17.
Correct.
But when we went to spend it, only $62 expires on that date. The other $10,000 expired in 2016. Mm-hmm. So when I brought that to their attention, they opened it up. They gave us till February 15th to reuse that money. We've done it. It's spent. It's spent. So we have recouped that $10,000.
Nice. Very good.
Next page, all the districts have paid us. So, we got all our money from the district. Usually by this time there's one starting to hound, but this year they did a good job. And then our web report. On this one, I would like to point out that we've increased the amount of the encumbered amount for the lease because beginning this month, beginning February, our monthly amount to cover the loans is $43,125. So we had to increase the amount of money that was set aside for that. And so it went up from last month. All right, so any questions? $43,125 is what we're paying
per month
for the mortgage, for the lease. Yeah, the last pages of the athletic. And beginning next month, you'll see one for the aquatic center.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to have a separate budget, just like we did. We're going to pull aquatics out
That's
of athletics.
Okay.
We're going to isolate it. Because we really need
lifeguards just to start track specifically. Okay.
And that's why we had set the appropriation up for it. But now, in learning about what we did wrong, we've been able to find out that there's another way to do it, and that's by putting a program code. So every time we do anything for athletics, we put a special code in and just prints out a sheet that shows all of your expenses for that program.
Perfect.
Any questions?
All right, can I have a motion to accept the financial report?
I motion that we accept the financial report.
I'll second.
Any further discussion? Okay, no further discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstained? Motion carries. Thanks, Alan. Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I didn't identify myself. That was Susie Mitchell, that motion.
Foundation did meet. We spoke a little bit about, of course, the ledger balance. We spoke a little bit about scholarship award.
Yeah, did you get any more information about what
they're doing?
Yeah.
What we're doing?
Yeah.
There's a couple different suggestions on the line. Now, it was interesting because Joe did share that the school board was thinking of F's gift, and he didn't necessarily want to usurp what the school was going to be setting aside. However, that was a little bit different of a message than when the foundation first spoke. So that did come out, and we believe that we could do a couple different things so that it's still aligned with the school and where the school is heading and supportive of the school and doesn't look like, in essence, the foundation is coming off a bit stronger.
What does that mean?
It means that it doesn't. The foundation's given more money than the board. That's what I think she meant.
Listen, Foundation wants to get more money, they shouldn't.
It may be an appearance factor.
Correct.
It's an appearance factor.
Correct.
Correct, and I didn't know that, I'm.
You're right on.
Between the lines.
Yeah. So I think my guess in terms of the scholarship award, we don't have a definitive decision. We're all supposed to be sharing that, and we're gonna come back and revisit that in like another couple weeks and finally decide what options we're going to go ahead and do. I think we're looking more toward over the long haul, not necessarily a one-time recognition that, you know, if somebody's leaving here, the consensus is to be able to support them through 4 years, potentially 4 years of education if they're so seeking. So yeah, so we've got a couple little things, as well as a one-time, since it's the first kind of trailblazing class, there will be recognition for that. That's something that is not sustained year to year, but it will be a one-time recognition, you know, as the first class took taking the chance on us. So a lot, all positive, all one, very positive.
One of the things that I'd like y'all to just be aware of and think about, we are hoping to have a senior dinner where awards would be given. So I think we need to, if the foundation and or the board want their awards presented at a different time or at graduation, we kind of like to know that.
Yes.
We, the people looking at the graduation, may push back on an idea, but I think if you have a preference, mm-hmm. we need to know about it.
Okay.
And perhaps next month I could update you more on, maybe by my not updating you, but bringing in someone to update you on the kinds of things we're thinking about.
That would be helpful. Okay. Yeah, that would. Okay. I think that would even be helpful with us.
Mm.
Okay. Also.
Oh, go ahead.
I'm sorry.
I was just gonna say, when you're finished with that, Debbie needs to leave in 5 minutes or so.
Oh, okay.
And I think the board charged her with something at the last meeting, mm-hmm. and she has something she
it's
wants to share
about
scholarships.
Okay. Just talking about fundraising updates, you know, we're giving the community pause right now, kind of focusing on what's the next thing, what's the purpose of the foundation in terms of its support of the school, where should we be heading? So a lot of conversation surrounding that, and then expected attendance at graduation on June 2nd. Kind of summed it up. So Debbie, do you want to go ahead and go next?
Yeah, that'd be great.
That'd be great, thank you.
So last time I was asked to kind of compile information about all the scholarships that are being given just mm-hmm. to our students mm-hmm. and to maybe come up with a preliminary outline of how that might work.
Great.
And so I can send these down that way and send these this way. So this is what I came up with, and a lot of this is just me kind of mm-hmm. burping stuff out there.
That's perfect.
And
that's exactly what we were looking for.
But, and I didn't have the foundation board scholarship mm-hmm. on the list, but there's several that we know of already. And then the one that is just for the original foundation, I don't know if that's the correct term, but they have what's called the Sussex Foundation, which is for any student mm-hmm. who was here in eighth grade who can mm-hmm. apply, and that's outside of our realm, but our seniors may qualify for that if they were here in eighth grade. Okay. So I see a lot of scholarships come across my desk and have to disseminate these out to the kids, and many of them are quite overwhelming in the process. The ones that kids really gravitate towards and I think helps them be more successful in the application are the ones where kind of like the common application for college, where if they could apply using one simple form and check the box mm-hmm, for the ones that they want to be considered mm-hmm, for, it would streamline things for them immensely. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what my wish for this would be, is mm-hmm. one application. They have to figure out like which of them they qualify for and write a very short brief
statement, so that if all 38 apply for this one scholarship, I would love to see an interview be part of it. Mm-hmm. That's my personal preference, because a lot of our kids are very well spoken, but not strong writers. Mm-hmm. So let the short essay be a gateway to get the interview, and then the interview be the final determining factor, and come up with a rubric to how to evaluate that interview on the panel.
Oh, so these are just the ones for our kids.
Right.
I gotcha. Not like community scholarships. That's a whole different deal.
Right. So all the community scholarships, usually they have to apply, write an essay, mm-hmm. and submit it to Kiwanis, yep. or Federation of Women or whomever. Right. They decide, and then they contact us if one of our students was selected. Mm-hmm. So
this is helpful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I tried to sort of, like the Dutton Scholarship says for math or science, the Fusco scholarship that was set up, and we aligned that with the IB learner profile.
Mm-hmm.
And then the DCAS scholarship is a one individual who wanted to do the scholarship that way. And then the board one, I thought you guys were talking about embodying the principles mm-hmm. of Sussex Academy. So I proposed having it be a student who exemplifies explore, experience, and excel.
Mm-hmm.
These are just my ideas for that scholarship, and kind of hitting different parts of what our school's about. We'd have to kind of start pretty soon to sort of get things lined up and ready by May 31 for the senior dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But you, Debbie, you would anticipate at the senior dinner if students knew, if there were other scholarships, any of the community mm-hmm. foundation scholarships, that they would be recognized at the senior dinner.
Correct.
For those. Okay.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
And like members, I know, because my husband and I sit on the board at Quiet Resorts Charitable, well, we don't right now, but anyway, mm-hmm. they would want to have a representative come.
Correct.
And mm-hmm. give that out.
Yeah,
that's correct.
Many of them ask me when our awards date is,
mm-hmm.
so that they can set that aside.
And I think that is part of it, deciding which awards are at the dinner and which awards are at graduation.
I feel like I think the board scholarship should be at graduation.
I do too.
Okay.
I do too. Yeah, I'm with you.
I feel like nice both places, but
yeah, well, I guess you could say, or it could be in the program, and
correct.
Joe feels pretty strongly about the program, but
I feel that this is my opinion. I feel that the scholarship should be at the dinner,
mm-hmm.
because if other organizations are giving scholarships, mm-hmm. then ours should be part of that.
Mm-hmm.
But if it wants to be additionally recognized at graduation. But I feel like it would be
the programmer.
It would be kind of out of context why this scholarship over here and not here. And
yeah, usually it's at dinner. I feel like I'm
yeah,
because it's the board.
Yeah,
because it's the board.
Yeah, that's it.
It's also the most.
It should be different than the community. That's I know.
For now,
kind of the opposite of how you look at it, Debbie.
Yeah.
I look at it.
I know.
Be dueling with the foundation. It's only good for the students. That's it. We'll have a duel over that.
This is extremely helpful. I greatly, greatly appreciate that.
So do you need a decision from us on whether we're picking the student who exemplifies explore, experience, and excel? Do you need a decision from us on that? I like it.
Yes, or if you want to set up a small committee. I have to be careful because I'm sure my son is going to be applying for this, so I'm happy
yeah.
to set it up, but then I need to step back. And
well,
and
timeline, so the timeline here.
It's pretty soon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
30 days.
That's us.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have an existing committee that could take
yes.
this?
Us, Lauren, Chris, yeah.
Like we would have to create the application.
No. Debbie, you're going to create.
It'd
the
be a
I can create
application.
The application.
Oh, okay.
She's going to do all the grunt work. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Maybe the application and
the technical work. Let me say.
I'm good at grunting.
Okay, I got you.
She's going to do the technical work, and you can do the more
philosophical.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but you need our stuff to get so you can do the application.
Right.
Like, you need the philosophy, you need our sort of definition, if you
correct.
Will. criteria.
I need your blessing on that, and the, I would like to have the rubric, like what you'd be looking for before we start.
Correct.
So, yeah.
Okay.
All right, so we need to get together.
Yep, we can do that. You can, maybe you could do that,
Who's on the committee?
It's basically, it's also
our, basically
the preference committee too, so.
Yeah.
Is there, could we get?
You can do it.
Tuesday.
You can do it next week, if you can't do it Tuesday.
Tuesday, no, Wednesday.
Can we take 15, 20 minutes next week and like?
Yes.
Figure it out.
We're meeting anyway.
Bring your thoughts ahead of time.
Time out, you bring your thoughts, you have the schedule, it'll be done after we're done doing the other tasks, okay?
Yep.
Yes. Yes. It's the 20. Oh, you're good.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Debbie.
Debbie, thank you so much.
You're great, thank you.
We'll give you our decision by the
middle of next week.
Okay, and then I'll create the application and I can forward that back to you for your.
Yes.
So if you want to start, if you've already have ideas for that, you certainly can draft those. I'm sure that the membership will take many of your ideas.
Okay.
Committee reports. Thank you, Alec, yes.
In the packet, there's athletics, outreach, and.
I feel like we need to add nominating. You know, it's time to start recruiting board members. So. Moving forward, Andrea.
The finance committee minutes were also there.
We put nominating as a committee for the next couple months.
Okay.
What'd you say, Alan?
I just said I provided the minutes from our meeting yesterday also, in case there's any questions on.
Mm-hmm. Her to add it.
Okay, executive report, I guess I could decide to put it here. We will have, so we had started last summer succession planning discussions, and it was Jen, myself, Alan, and Trish. And then around the holidays, we furthered that discussion, and we're going to revisit again some of the changes that we had originally brainstormed, talked about in terms of aquatics, in terms of Steve Oscar's role, just in terms of support overall of the school as it has expanded. Those roles have been turning out. So recognizing that, sadly, Trish and Alan will not be here forever and ever. As the school continues to grow, as our high school continues to welcome more and more students, as our faculty continue to excel with what they have, but recognizing they need more support too. So really, it's kind of looking at strategic planning, in essence, immersed in with succession planning. So we're going to be having a meeting next month, just so that everybody's aware, and we'll come back and share with the larger group what
next
I thought
week.
Next week.
Thought process is. Yeah, next week. I'm sorry. Okay.
Recognition? No.
Recognition. I guess we need to figure out, do we have any anniversaries coming up?
Well, Gina actually reached out to Franny yesterday, and Franny's going to give that information to her, because she's going to be ordering some of the silver cup for graduation attendees, like if the governor comes or something like that.
Yeah, and so I guess
at that same time, we'll order whatever else we need to order for the fives, the tens.
Right, like whatever. We're sticking with the same stuff we had last year. And then I guess we need to think about, might as well, while we do it at the same time, outgoing board members.
Yes, I told her to include that, yeah. I just happen to be in the right place at the right time.
Building and grounds. I mean, the nest. I don't think there's anything.
They're supposed to start. No, they're supposed to start construction within the next couple of weeks, pending the condition of the grounds. It's a mud pit back there at this time.
It's the worst time of year.
Is there any other update on the Richard Y. Johnson situation?
No.
Okay.
No, I got served again, and I forwarded all that to our attorney. But we do have more bleachers in the aquatic center now. They just installed this week.
Oh, cool.
Really?
Two more sets on the walls near the back where the scoreboard is.
Oh, that's great. Awesome.
So that probably would open those bleachers for the swimmers and the downstairs bleachers for
spectators.
Mm-hmm. Cool. For even more room.
Oh, that's great.
Okay,
that's awesome. Good. Nothing else? Any other reports?
Well, the buildings and grounds. I've been trying to get a proposal for resurfacing and fixing the parking lots and the sidewalks because a lot of them are cracked and need to be either replaced or repaired. He said he'd get it. George and Lynch, who's doing all the other site work, said they'd get me a proposal. I still don't have it. But it's something that the foundation asked me to get. So
I swear, when I came here today during the school day, our parking lot is jam packed.
No,
and we have imagine next year we have a lot more drivers.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Get here early.
I notice where I park as far away from the student drivers as I can.
Some four designated spots.
We may be allowing the middle school teachers to park behind to free up more spaces out here for students because we really want the student parking to stay in the front so that it's easier for us to monitor who's coming
I'm
and
with
going.
You. I'm with you.
Of mention, the preference committee?
Yes.
Meeting next week, just so everybody's in the loop. The students have been contacted. Andrea went ahead and contacted the students who were invited for interview, and we'll be interviewing on Tuesday and Wednesday next week in the evening. 25,
Andrea.
Yeah. 25 now, okay. So we have 25 students.
When the client?
We couldn't, one didn't have a valid phone number or email.
Or email.
They gave us is not.
Doesn't even say what school they're in, correct?
Yeah, it should. Their current school should be. Maybe we should try that.
I'll follow up with Andrea if there's a way to.
Okay.
Get it.
I agree. That's not a good time.
Well, you know, who knows?
Right. Who knows if you can't talk to them?
But I mean, you know, stuff happens.
Yeah.
I mean, certainly people change. You know, they move.
Right.
And could not notify us.
Or their phone gets cut off and they don't have power or whatever. But you know, those are the kind of kids we want.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Any new business? Anything further you haven't already hit on? Nothing. Okay.
Public comment. All right, I know I brought this up about 1,000 times. But how are we doing on that school start time?
It starts every day, the time it's supposed to start. I think we're doing pretty well in getting school started every day. But thanks for asking. No, I know what
you want that after later.
Yeah, because you guys are on that calendar, this would be a great time to start thinking about it. Exploring your options. 8:30 is a great time to start.
I have to say, being a mom of athletes, I really like that they can leave for their athletic events and not miss too much school.
I don't think it is.
You're looking for the pool.
Yes.
You want the pool.
Oh, really?
Hey, how are you?
They should be able to get through the front doors. They lock at 4 o'clock.
No.
I thought they closed the, this off too.
I'm just saying.
As far as I knew, this was all locked.
Unless it's, I don't know.
So was that no change in the time?
Perfect, I'm taking them down.
I called them in.
You mean for next year?
Yeah.
I can't speak for the board. I mean, I can speak as a board member who's been involved in the decision a few times. I would not be in favor of changing it. But like I said, I'm one board member. I can't speak for the entire group.
And why is that that you?
I mean, I think the reasons we changed it in the first place to maximize, you know, time in the classroom, those are valid reasons. I think we changed it, it's working fine. When we propose such a change, it causes a lot of people get really flustered. You know, then it happens, they learn to live with it, and then everyone just gets used to it. And I don't know, from a board perspective, we haven't heard any complaints since the school year has started. So, you know, like I said, I'm one board member, but that's really my feeling.
I think I concur with Jen in that, yes, certainly you went ahead and very eloquently, you and your classmates shared an issue in the appropriate process in the appropriate manner. And we did review and take it under consideration when we made the change. However, with Jen, certainly yes, anytime change occurs, it's not necessarily, there's that kind of, oh my goodness, what is this gonna do to us? How is it gonna impact? But to date, it has seemingly worked for the school, inclusive of the families and the students. We haven't heard any more about it. Certainly as legislation potentially comes out about starting before or after Labor Day, it may rear its head. However, at this point in time, again, maybe speaking for the board this time as the president, we do not have any plans to change.
Okay.
But still keep coming.
Oh, I know. We're very happy you do. Truly.
I have one thing on the grounds. I guess, are you the grounds contact when there's a problem on the grounds?
Yeah, you can start with me. I'll send it on to somebody else.
I'm not being dumb.
No, that's fine. About
it. The same call right outside the new gymnasium doors.
Oh.
Where the water's sitting.
Yeah, the water sits and it freezes.
It's like sitting kind of against the edge. I mean, are you aware of that?
I went out and I looked at it, and I took pictures of it, and I sent it to Mr. Schell.
Okay, did he ask you to after I emailed him back?
Yeah, I don't see where it's anything is sinking. I think it's just that particular slab is slightly lower than the others, or that the ones around it, their corners angle down to it.
Okay.
Because it's one that's about half the size of this table.
Okay.
Maybe a little bit bigger.
But when there's rain, no, it's getting wider and wider. I mean, it's going edge to edge when it rains.
Of that one section, mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not getting better, it's getting worse.
Yeah. Okay.
And when it freezes, it's ice.
Yeah.
They have to block it off in the mornings when we get off the bus. Mm-hmm.
Mm. I mean, it's right outside the new.
Of course.
It's evolved, like,
of course, everybody's right.
Guys, that water doesn't run out.
I'm not sure, knowing where it is, I'm not sure if when they complete this is around the perimeter of the...
No, it's when you go out the gym lobby towards the aquatic center, there's like six.
It's the first section outside the canopy. As soon as you're away from the canopy, like it's that section.
Six
right
slabs, mm-hmm. And if there are three right there, it's the middle one in the next set of three.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You can probably see the stains on them where the water's been sitting.
Yeah. So that picture's been sent to Joe Schell, and then also to George and Lynch.
Yeah.
Okay.
Awesome.
All right, good. Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right, we have an executive session item, so I would like to go ahead and make a motion to enter into executive session at 4:47.
Mm-hmm. And
I second. Susie Mitchell.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
So where's the food from?
You have the motion for Shanta.
I did.
Shanta was second.
Second. I'd like to make a motion to adjourn February 15th meeting at 5:45 PM.
Susie Mitchell seconds.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.